You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hi, this is Jacob, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. Here's DJ Lou to intro our first clip.
Crackle, crackle, everybody. I'm DJ Lou, and on this week's Quarantine Lost Tapes, Jacob describes a low point in his life, which turns into an amazing invention idea for Big J.
I was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, he owned this stall in a mall, and I worked for him. And it was so boring, and I had nobody to talk to. It was like really in the middle of the day, and I tried to befriend this group of other kids that work there. And I don't even talk like shit humor or anything like that. I don't even know how the joke, it wasn't even a joke. I said something about, I said something about taking a shit or, and how it's like satisfying or something like that. Cause I was just so wanting to talk to somebody my age. And then I remember I said that to this one kid, and his face dropped, and there were like four other people around him, and they all just walked away from me.
And after
I said that one innocent thing, like I was just trying to bond with him.
It's a weird bond line. Hey guys, what's up? I'm Jacob. I walk over here. He goes, "Is there anything more satisfying than just hanging a big cable?" I mean, come
there
on.
Was some other. There was a build up to it. I don't know what we were all talking about. Some other thing. I don't.
Yeah.
It was a natural flow into that. And I'm not saying it was a joke. But here's what happened. So nobody would talk to me afterward, and the guy I was working for came over, and I told him the story. And he got all pissed off at me. He goes, "You said that?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Don't you know he was born without a sphincter?"
What?
And I'll never forget he said that to me like that. Like, how could you possibly know that?
Wait, Jacob, who was born without a sphincter? To the guy?
The kid I was trying to, like, hang with and bond with was the one guy.
He accidentally brought the one thing. He had no asshole when he was born.
He was born without an asshole muscle, and you just walk up and go.
No. Not an asshole muscle, you're saying.
The sphincter's the muscle.
Which tightens everything. Yeah. Like, make sure. So what happened?
So there was a hole. Gotcha.
Yeah, he had a butthole.
That kid in particular had to use a stopper.
Oh, nice. he had a sausage cutter?
It's cork. He had a cork.
Like a rubber cork in his butt for real.
I like it.
He didn't have a sphincter that opened and closed.
So when he would pop that cork off, is it like...
It would all come out. Like he would feel full. I learned this afterward because I had to research what I had done. Like I didn't understand.
Jacob, you did nothing. You did nothing. You just had the one in a gazillion chance that you told your opening shit line to a guy who's got major shit issues.
Jacob, you
need to talk like that. I'm not into that type.
You couldn't have saw that coming.
It's I don't know why it was the universe just guiding you off a cliff. The fact that you walked up to a guy without an asshole muscle and you were like, nothing better than when you really rip a shit. And he's like, cool, I'm corked up right now.
He's like, what's your favorite thing? He goes, I'll tell you my favorite thing is just having an asshole with massive muscle control. And I mean, how good it feels when I just squeeze and then I clip it off. I clip it in the middle.
Maybe sometimes more
fun than that.
Sometimes I'll try to, I'll do a dice shit where I'll just clip it several times. And he goes,
I don't know what.
Yeah. Where I just throw a speed chop at it. You know what I mean?
When you said that to him, Jacob, did he just look at you and walk away, or did he say anything?
He was crestfallen. I'll never forget his face. He went like, it's not good for radio, but he
can explain it to me.
He went.
What? Oh, man. You hit the one.
Imagine if you're born without a sphincter, like that kind of shapes your life.
Yeah.
And what are you? You're trying to nuzzle up and be cool with the no sphincter boy, but what is that like? Say like, did he seem like a cool guy otherwise?
No, I didn't even want to talk with, it was so boring. There was hours and hours. It was the middle of the day on a weekday, on like a Monday.
So these weren't popular kids.
The mall was empty. I was miserable.
This wasn't a popular kid. Because I got to say,
they were working there like in other stalls, and they had bonded. And I just wanted to bond with somebody, like this other group of people.
Sure.
That were working there.
That one of them was the cork ass kid.
I learned since that I think they have, like, science has created like electric sphincters, like a robotic sphincter.
Good for that. Jacob, I will tell you this, though. I'll tell you this. For the rest of your life, if you're trying to introduce to a new group, I'm telling you, you already hit the lottery. No one hits the lottery twice.
Yes.
Open with your satisfying shit line every time. No, Jacob, you're fine now.
Yeah, you're good. You have like antibodies. You have like that story in antibodies.
You're out of the water. In fact, if somebody goes, "Ah, dude, that's not that cool of a joke to make," like this, my buddy doesn't have a sphincter, and you can go, "Get the fuck out of here, dude."
Yeah,
I swear to you, I told this a long time. So now and then you will bond over that. Even if he was a little upset at first, he's gonna go, "Wow, dude, this is one that's lightning striking you twice." And two, you maybe should stop opening with the shit joke.
Shit joke might need to stop.
Yeah.
I also remember being very angry. Like I was offended on one level because I remember my boss saying it, like he literally said, "Don't you know he doesn't have a sphincter?" Like that's how he phrased it to me.
Did he not hand you the card before you spoke to him? So it's like the deaf people card. He hands it, he goes, "I have no sphincter muscle. It's my one thing."
It's like, please, guys, I just want to let you know my asshole muscle is a real point of contention for me.
All day long, I live with it. I think about it. Every time I sit down, my cork goes a little further up.
Yeah, he goes, "I'm trying to uncut."
So he couldn't even beef. What if he had to fart?
No, I'm telling you, it was a stopper. Like, that's what I was told. Like, it was just like an open hole. You have to cork it. That's all they had back then, I think.
So his farts, so if he farted, he would blow the cork out.
You would assume.
I would assume. I don't know what happens if you, what if you fart and it doesn't come out of the cork hole and it goes back into your body? Does it come out of your pee hole? Guys,
I didn't research that.
I graduated high school. I just want you to know that. I walked through high school.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know the particulars, but I mean,
Jacob, I'll make a safe assumption here and say the particulars are it doesn't go back in your body and come out of your dick hole. But thank you for humoring the idea, at least. Because I don't know the particulars exactly, but I could look into the medical books about that. There's got to be a Merck manual that covers this.
I got some friends up at Columbia that could really kick this around and give you a real solid answer.
Jay, I called one of those guys. It was a six second phone call. No. The fart won't go back in your body and come out of your dick hole. I'm glad I was able to answer that for you. They were pretty angry that I wasted their time with that phone call.
Yeah, they were. I got some pretty terse responses from my front toots emails.
It was a real low point in my life.
It shouldn't have been. The low point should have been more.
I understand
you were worried about the way the corked asshole guy feels about you.
But Jacob, I understand what you're talking about when you're like, oh, like you're trying to make friends with someone and you just do the opposite.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did that guy ever speak to you again?
No. And there were girls that like his age that were like, it was like him, two girls and another guy. And the girls were like giving me dagger eyes. Like he had confessed it to them.
Oh,
or something like that.
He goes, "Hey, girls, how many girl fingers think it takes to plug up a sphincterless asshole?" Yeah. While we find out, my parents are going away this weekend. You guys want to come by and plug my shitter?
You guys want to uncork me?
Now that I'm telling you the story, I don't understand like why he told everyone, like even my boss knew.
How fast?
It makes no sense to me.
Can I ask a legitimate question? How fast do you have to be at pulling your cork so you don't get shit on your hand? Do you have to like, man. I mean, you gotta like, cause again, sphincter. So
I would say use a tongs and come at it from side cheek a little bit.
Now see, I think grip it and rip it. I think you put your balls on your wrist and you just fucking reach down there. You
taking a lot of hold of it.
taking a lot.
I also think I think it's angling. I think if you're going to pull your asshole cork out, you push in.
You're going to get turd right there on your thumb pad.
No, dude, right there. It's this movement.
The base of the thumb pad. That's
good. I think it's this movement. I think it's a fold out. I think you pee. You know what I mean? You're like,
yeah. Heel no matter out. What, dude, I'm telling you, you're going to get some splatter right there, dude.
Oh, you think so, doctor?
Yeah. Dude, you have to wear wrist guards. That has to be a mess every time you pull that cork.
Would you rather have a colostomy bag or would you rather have to cork your asshole?
Cork.
You'd rather go with the cork, Christine? Mm-hmm. I think you're answering quickly. We'll take it around the horn. What do you think there, DJ Lou? Your asshole, colostomy bag, cork in your asshole?
I'll carry the bag around.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. The bag, they're both horrible. Bag's going to fill up with shit. When your butthole is just filling up with, like, there's like a traffic jam of turds in your butthole, behind a cork. You put a lot of trust in that cork. That cork better fucking go around and clamp in the front. You know
better
what
be
I mean?
Rubber. Better be rubber, and it better be reinforced. Absolutely. Jay's right.
I think it's got to be on, it's got to have four hooks around it. And then two go beside your balls up your front like suspenders that go down your back and get it in the back. So that thing does not come out.
And if it doesn't, I better see a brand on that I trust, like a Scott's or someone that I know is going to really make a good butt plug.
Yeah, this is a Johnson & Johnson type gig. This isn't some sex shop nonsense.
I did reflect on that for a long time, like as soon as he said it, thinking – what you take for granted, like you never even think, well, wow, I'm lucky to have a sphincter.
No, I do. You're wrong about that.
But I always was grateful.
Don't judge me, Jacob, because don't assume you know everything about me. I do actually thank myself for a sphincter.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, guys. I got a good design for a butthole plug for this kind of problem, though. I got to say, I'm ready to shark tank it. I think I like what I said. It's a, it's double suspenders going from each direction.
Yeah. That's a good getup, dude. You should probably register
it. Holding it in from the bottom and holding it in from the top.
But I'm telling you, you should probably register that. That's a good idea.
Trademarked. None of you guys can use it.
Sorry. None of you can. It belongs to us. Get out of here.
Yeah, I like that. I really like that idea. Now, look, can you use it for pleasure? Sure. But it's mostly for biz. You could change the attachment so you could find one that fits your asshole, but the rig's still the same.
I think we found a new career. I think this radio show's done. I think we're going to start doing customized butt plugs.
Dan, I feel your sarcasm in that. I got to tell you.
Is there sarcasm or am I filling out a small business loan on as we're doing the Zoom meeting? You tell me what I'm doing.
Because I'm telling you, this thing, more than I assume... your enemy, Jacob, solely just had, I just picture like an old choppy wooden cork like they put in a pirate's a bottle of ale.
Oh, that's nicer than what I was thinking. I was thinking it was a Carlo Rossi fucking wine cork. He's had it laying around the house and he's like,
it's not even wood. It's like that plastic.
He goes, this is from a vino. It just blocked me up.
But I'm saying we can get something that maybe goes with the contours, maybe has like a cupping thing at the bottom in case there's any spillage that just catches it. It's guys, between this and my foolproof choke jerk strap, I think these are two ideas. But the sharks aren't willing to listen to non-mainstream products.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it. If I could somehow remove the gluten from this butt plug, let me tell you, buddy, we would be Shark Tank City, my friend.
I mean, we'd be fighting off sharks. They'd be one in on this.
Absolutely. If we were able to find out how to make our choke jerk straps that are a breakaway with reusable energy, oh my God, we'd be sitting in Damon John's house. We'd be kicking Mr. Wonderful.
Man, I'd have on such comfortable slippers. I'd have such great slippers on.
Anybody out there listening, please, now that we are living in a Joe Biden world, can you please come with me with designs for my full body two-strap butt plug? Butt cork. Butt cork. I'm not going to call it a butt plug. This is sexual.
Butt plug is not sexual. Butt cork is it's an item needed for people that lack a sphincter. The people that Jacob hates.
And
don't be a Jacob Atot. Don't hate people without sphincters.
Offer them a solution. While Jacob's over there laughing at this guy who's just got it's just like an open coughing asshole.
Dude, he's got a laundry chute of a butthole.
Yeah, it's just a flume. Flume of turd falls out.
Dude, it's got to be crazy that he poops like a horse. Like whenever he just walks around, it just drops out.
Do you think when he walked around, Jacob, his asshole was just like?
Dude, this guy's just
bouncing around open like that. Like
this guy is going the wrong way. I think wear assless chaps and a horsetail and just fucking go and just walk around and poop.
Yeah, you should walk around with one of those horse buckets under him.
Dude, can imagine it makes you very self-conscious.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, so self-conscious he didn't want to hang out with the guy from the hot dog stand who talked about how great shitting is.
You go, dude. That meat makes you mean.
I didn't lead with that. I don't know how it came.
Yeah. Nice to meet you guys. Oh, my God. It's so boring here. Just meeting new friends is satisfying. It's taking a nice, long shit. But, you know, multiple pieces, you know, where like particularly where your sphincter kind of cracks it in half. And then, you know, there's another wide part coming out.
You know, when you feel it and you're like, oh, it's all out. And then you're like, no, it's not. And you're like, I got to stop a little bit of it. This guy's like... there's another guy next to him. He's like, what are you doing, man? And Jacob's like, shut up. Let him hear this. It's nothing better than when you're like, oh, there's a ridge. Oh, there's another ridge. Let me stop for now.
It's like scratching the ultimate itch.
Did you think it's like one in 100 million I talked to?
The fact that
crazy. Yeah,
dude, the fact that you fucking said that to the worst guy possible.
You should have bright sided it though. I bet his wiping sessions are super easy. There's no friction though. It's just falling out of a shitter.
Yeah, he can go.
Great.
He can poop and go. He's probably the top level of pooping in the woods.
Would I like to cut down my shit time if simply I knew my asshole was always clean, but it was never closed, but I could plug it with my awesome invention, the four strap suspenders butt plug.
Yeah, also known as an Oakerson harness.
The Oakerson harness.
that's the classic name.
That'd be great if that's how I make my fortune, dude, in the Oakerson harness and butt cork.
Hi, it's Jacob again. Dan unveiled his brand new comic alter ego and tested it out on Jay and guest Jeremiah Watkins. Enjoy.
Did you grow up rural or was it pretty like neighborhoody?
It was pretty neighborhoody. Yeah, it was pretty suburban. I grew up on a busy street and later on I grew up in like one of those classic cul-de-sacs, you know? So the part of Kansas that I was in, like the high school that I went to, everybody wanted to be more country than we actually were. So like the football guys had like brand new pickup trucks that their dad bought them and stuff like that. So it was, they're like, no, we're country. It's like, dude, you're not country. That truck bed has no scrapes in it. You've never hauled anything. You've never used it for anything. He's like, no, it's a brand new Ford F-150. He's like, calm down, dude.
So it's not the place where like everyone was fucking at 12 years old and like, you know, barn drinking and shit. Like, all kind of, it wasn't like
not exactly.
I've been out in Kansas City and there's plenty of that there.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. There's definitely some of that going on. Yeah.
I was saying that I didn't even realize that there were, I don't know why it's obvious that there should be, but that there's like hick posers.
There's a ton of hick posers. Like, there's tons.
Like
there's
like the way that city kids are like, I grew up in a bad neighborhood and you're like, oh yeah. And they're like,
that's the same thing.
From the nice part. And then there's like hicks where they're like, brother, I'm up there hauling hay. It's like, dude, you live in a condominium. It's like, fuck you, bro.
your house is $750,000 house. What are you talking about? No, listen, man, I got dipped in my mouth and I've been around the tracks a couple of times.
You're from a family.
It's Larry the Cable Guy syndrome. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You start living the character.
You might be a redneck.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, he's Dan Whitney, just a guy. You know what I mean? And now when if he goes out to like, I know he's like a big Tennessee fan. So if he goes like a Tennessee.
No, Nebraska.
Nebraska, Nebraska. He's a big guy. Yeah. But if he, yeah, exactly, Omaha. So like, if he goes to the game, like he has to go in Larry the Cable Guy clothes. You know what I mean? He can't. He whenever you see him there, he's always like the sleeveless fucking thing. Like he's not just like a dude. He can't. He can't.
No. We should all do that right now. Let's all decide our comedic alter egos that we just go around the country being. I'm gonna be Irish Bob. I'm just gonna go around being like. And if you think that's hard, you've never been to Ireland. And everyone's like, oh, Irish kids got no supper for dinner. Good night. It's Irish Bob, the number one Irish comedian. I'm like Larry the Cable Guy. And then it'd be an even extra insult when you find out I'm not even Irish.
The only green I saw for allowance was a leprechaun's nutsack. It teabagged me every night. My dad's a leprechaun.
If you get your shillelagh on layaway, you might be a Northern Ireland.
If your favorite fruit is a potato, you might be an Irishman.
But it would be funnier if it's actually politicized and you're like super against the Protestants. So it just like bleeding through. That's part of your character. Where they're like, you're not even Catholic, and you're like, dude, it's the character. I have to stay in character.
Dude, they love it. Don't mess this up for me, man. My merch is selling like crazy.
But you're not even in Ireland. You're like, I'm doing arenas in Brazil. All right, they fucking eat this guy up.
Do you think there was anybody? Do you think there was an Italian knob shithead who got throw his hat on the ground angry when he realized that Andrew Dice Clay was like a Jewish guy named Andrew Silverstein? Do you think in like the late 80s there was a guy who goes, yo, fuck that, man. Fuck all that.
Jay, I don't think it was one person. I think it was thousands of men. I would probably put it over a thousand men. But this son of a bitch ain't even a time.
Let's just say I got he-too'd, all right, bro? Listen, he confused me. I thought it was one of them things where he was a real Italian guy, but no.
I should have known he was a fucking Jew the second he said that he was at the bank. You keep your money in a fucking sock drawer. What is that? You're eating analingus at a bank. This fucking Haberon.
I should have known he was a Jew when he kept the shavings of the fingerless gloves in a bag just in case he wanted to return those gloves.
By the way, that jacket were cubic zirconium.
We should have known he was a Jew. And he tells you, I think, in both specials in the pre-game sketch before the thing, both of them show you that he worked like in like tailoring and stuff. It was such like a Jewish thing to do. He worked in like measuring people for suits and everything.
What if you go back and there's all these blueprint like clues that we didn't realize like ahead of time he was trying to tell us? Like he was trying to come out as Jewish killer? This entire time. Yeah.
Jeremiah, we were talking before you came on about the difference when you hear somebody who's like the sound they make when they're hurt. You wouldn't mind somebody seeing you if you make the sound when you get hurt, break a leg or anything, a rib. When you're hurt and scared because you don't know how bad the hurt, you know what I mean? Like, cracking your head on something really hard. You're like, oh, is this bad? Am I different now?
It starts with the wind being knocked out of you.
That's the best one.
That's the best one. Ryan Hamilton has my favorite joke about that. But there is a thing about getting the wind knocked out of you. That as a kid you feel like that where you're like, it reminds me of you remember the kid that gets the dentist work done and he wakes up and he's like, am I gonna be like this forever?
Yes, exactly. When you think it could be whatever's just happened is a permanent change in your life. I would get hurt and make the scared noises when because I was like a city kid. So our bikes were pretty much just for transportation to get where you were going.
You were about to go on a long speech about like our bikes were our life.
You wake up in the morning and you thank God for that bike. No, it was our transportation. It wasn't like a lot of, we didn't have like bike tracks and ramps and all this kind of shit that everybody did. So then when I would go out to like visit my dad in Ohio, which he did live like neighborhoody but semi-rural, and they had all stuff like that, like bike tracks, like dirt bike tracks, and I would go and do a ramp for the first time, and then the bike would come out from under me, and the handlebars would cave into my fucking gut, and then I'd be like a bunch of strangers just saw the new fat kid come and just eat shit. And then I'm fat and holding my bike going, you can't even cry, you can't breathe the cry, it's horrible. But they see you at your most vulnerable for sure,
and you're new, so you're just looking around for a face and you're like,
Yeah, there's no friends there, just like just faces circling and laughing like the end of Carrie.
Dude, that's the worst. For whatever reason, it's so much worse when a stranger looks at you like condescendingly and is like, are you okay? Like, what? Oh, like they're kind of checking on you. They're kind of checking on you, but they're more as like, why did you hurt yourself in public? What's wrong with you?
My dad was like, you know, he was like good for me in the way of he wanted me to socialize. Like when I would hang out with him, if there'd be another kid, he'd always be like, hey, who's this kid? Like, go be friends with him.
Hey, you know? Get out of here.
Now I'm realizing my dad was just always trying to pawn me off on people.
Hey, like, that.
I just want you to understand your natural, bring this up to your therapist. Your natural reaction was, my dad was really good about one thing. He really wanted me to be social, you know, like away from him doing other stuff.
But in this case, it was like we were at the lake. This is when they moved up to Lake County. We were at Clear Lake, and I was like, oh, hanging out. And he's like, hey, there's some kids, you know, like go swim with them. Go see what's going on with those guys. So I went over there.
I'm going to finger Cheryl.
Yeah. I'm going to slap her big tits around and watch you be an idiot. So I went over to these kids, and they were riding their bike off the dock into the lake, right? So they were like riding it, and then they were like jumping into the lake. Uh-huh. And then they like swim the bike over, and they'd all pick the bike up, and then someone else would walk it down and ride it down. And so I'm like hanging out, and they're like, you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, that'd be cool.
Even when strangers will let you just do this stuff.
It's a boat pulled bike?
No, you're on a bike, but you're riding off the dock into the lake.
Oh, I thought, but it's a ramp. Is that what it is? It's a ramp that's built?
No, you just like, you ride to the end of the dock and then jump the bike. Yeah, yeah. So there's no ramp. It's just like riding off the dock into the lake.
Okay. I picture this being way worse.
No, it's but trust me, it's not good. Yeah.
Don't think it's going to be. I'm just picturing a scarier situation, I should say.
So I ride, you know, and I'm like, dude, I'm the mystery kid. I get to be cool as fuck right now. So I do the ride where you work the bike to either side, you know, where you like,
oh yeah,
you're like, absolutely, you really get it moving, and I'm like,
and I'm shouldering to it, dude.
Yeah, but you're moving the bike back and forth, like right, left, right. Picking up speed, and I'm going, and I'm dumb, and I don't realize that you don't just fly off in a movie perfectly. You have to like lift.
You go straight down.
My big head slammed into that water so fast it sounded like a belly flop, where it's like smack, and then the bike came over the end, but then it's like, it's just pure adrenaline, and you swim and you're like trying to breathe out of water, but then you're in pain, so you're like, yeah, it was, I think something happened, I don't know what happened, and then like ride the bike over
front. Dude, wheel going straight down is so great.
Front wheel going straight down, but my face smacking into that water. Having to act like I was fine.
When I gave them face the bike, is bright red. Like, hey guys.
All I remember is giving them the bike, you know, and then like crawling along the dock and dipping down into the water and being like, like a bunch of bubbles. Just being like, oh, fuck. Oh man, I was so embarrassed. Oh, that was the worst.
Dude, my first ramp went just like that, though. I rode up the ramp and didn't realize that you have to like hike the bike up, you know what I mean? It doesn't even make sense to me. I'm like, well, the momentum of this is going to carry me across. And again, it was one of those like a ramp up, and then like, no exaggeration, like 4 or 5 feet maybe for the down ramp. Do you know what I mean? And it seemed very doable. It wasn't very high, but like wheel went straight down, like in the thing, just ate the shit like that. You know what I mean? Like the bike just went away from under me.
Yeah, so it gets away from you, then you just eat shit in front of a bunch of people. By the way.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like red clay dirt, too. Like that kind that really stays on you.
The amount of times I've eaten it at like a skate park, like in front of little kids, like is so humbling as an adult, because they're just looking at you and they're like, hey, mister, you okay? And I'm like, yeah. It's okay. It's totally fine. Don't worry about it. I'm just trying to like walk it off.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.